This is State of Change, WPR's look at food, land, and water. Wisconsin, like the rest of the United States, has made great strides in soil conservation since the Dust Bowl years of the 1930s. But as Glenn Moberg reports, some of that progress is still being threatened by climate change.
I just blowed in and I got them Dust Bowl blues.
There aren't many people left that still remember the Dust Bowl when drought and poor farming practices led to a loss of millions of acres of topsoil. Historian Jerry Apps grew up on a farm in the Central Sands region of Wisconsin.
I recall from my childhood the dust storms that visited this part of Wisconsin. They were fierce. They were terrible.
Apps says the dust storms led to new conservation practices that still mark the local landscape.
People began seeing the need to plant windbreaks to stop the winds blowing from the west and tearing up the sandy soil and moving it east.
Some scientists say that climate change is bringing back drought and dust storms to the western states. But in Wisconsin, the warming climate is instead producing more frequent heavy rains. That's according to a study by the Wisconsin Initiative on Climate Change Impacts, which predicts that the amount of topsoil washed away each year could more than double by 2050.
When you have a 9-inch rain event in 3 hours, is that climate change or is that just weather?
Don Ratke is the farm operations manager at North Central Technical College's Agriculture Center for Excellence, a working farm and hands-on classroom north of Wausau. Ratke worries about the erosion caused when too much rain falls too quickly.
Once the soil is saturated, it's almost like falling on cement or blacktop. It's going to run off.
So was it helpful to see?
The students here are learning about erosion. The Ag Center has joined the Soil Health Partnership, an initiative of the National Corn Growers Association. The goal is to improve and preserve topsoil, according to crop science instructor Steve Krieger.
If you have a handful of soil, you've got 10 billion creatures living in it. So if we can put something in the soil, some kind of a root structure, and keep it there, it just makes my 10 billion animals a lot happier because they're the ones that break down the nutrients and make them available for the plants to grow.
Krieger says that by not preserving root structure, some farms are losing 3 tons of topsoil per acre every year.
3 tons, a pretty big pile of soil, correct? So what we're really trying to do is not ship all of our dirt down the Mississippi River and put it in the Delta.
To stop erosion, the Ag Center is teaching the farmers of tomorrow about no-till and cover crop agriculture. Ratke says that means not plowing up the soil and planting a second crop in the fall.
When we take our corn off, we usually put a cover crop of some type on just so there's something always growing in the soil. We try to plant winter wheat, winter rye that'll survive over the winter.
The corn has been harvested from this field at the North Central Technical College farm, but the corn stalk stubble and plant residue has been left in place. And even on this cold November day, you can see green shoots of winter wheat coming up between the rows, a cover crop that will keep the soil from eroding until spring.
We're not digging up soil in fall and we're not digging it up in spring.
The idea is beginning to catch on. John Aaron farms 800 acres in Portage County. He says no-till and cover crops are saving him money.
We want to keep as much nutrients and soil on the land where it's at. Obviously, as a farmer, we don't want to see runoff and see the fertilizer that we've spent money to apply, see that really leave our property.
Steve Krieger says that like the windbreaks that followed the dry Dust Bowl years, new techniques can keep soil in place even if we are heading toward a wetter climate.
When we look back to the great Dust Bowls, you'll see a lot of pine tree rows to try to keep the soil down. What we're doing with this whole process is we're putting something on top of the soil to make sure it doesn't move.
These dusty blues.
And he says that makes sense regardless of what the future holds.
I can't control climate change, but we can control erosion just through our farming practices.
Glenn Moberg, Wisconsin Public Radio News.
I spent 10 years down in that old dust bowl.